Lance Lamberton with the Cobb Taxpayers Association says his group will work to oppose the stadium proposal.
We believe it's inappropriate for taxpayers to pay for what is essentially should be a private sector venture.
Lamberton says his group plans to start a phone campaign to urge county residents to contact commissioners in opposition.
We hope to reach several hundred, maybe a few thousand people.
Meanwhile, several pro-stadium business owners launched Cobb HomeOfTheBraves.com. They also paid for this commercial featuring Superior Plumbing owner Jay Cunningham and Loud Security Systems owner John Loud wearing Braves jerseys.
With no new property or sales taxes to our citizens, we both quickly realized the beneficial impact to the citizens, businesses, schools, and property owners throughout the county. Jay and I applaud the courageous leadership of our Cobb County commissioners.
And Loud explains why the Cobb business leaders are undertaking the campaign.
As a combined effort to really have the business group as leaders to be able to let our commissioners know this is a wonderful opportunity for our county. There's tremendous gains for everybody involved.
Loud would not say how much the media buy cost, but says it's substantial and will air in the Cobb viewing area on multiple cable channels. In the meantime, the Georgia Tea Party has not taken a stance, but Board Chairman J.D. Van Brink plans to ask Cobb Commission Chairman Tim Lee to delay next week's vote.
And so we just need more time. We need more time to look at the costs and benefits and see if this is really in the best interest of Cobb County.
The watchdog group Common Cause also supports a delay and wants residents to vote on the stadium. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.